Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host on Father's Day. Yes.
Hey, want to travel?
So happy Father's Day to everyone out there as we transition into the travel portion of the show. Joining us in the boardroom today is Barry Long. Hey, Barry, how's it going?
Doing well. How are you?
Fine. First hour went by pretty quick.
Yes, it did. It flew by.
Yeah, normally does. Yes, we are live today, and I apologize for last Sunday. It was just like a miscommunication happened, and things just happened. So here we are today live, and again, welcome to the show. The show is brought to you in part by Command One Security. Safe, simple, secure, Command One. They've been in the Valley, family-owned and operated for over like 40 years, something like that, and they do such a great job over there. Today in the first hour of the show, we had Kim Richards join us, and she talked about the La Quinta Museum and her Route 66 trip coming up, which sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And this hour of the show, fingers crossed, they were driving in last week, but I caught them before they got too far. Steve Canold and Lalo Alvarez from ACT Tours should be joining us to talk some travel about some trips coming up, and I think I'm going to be escorting a few more, so had lots of fun. I was in Julian this past week filming, and actually I'm going to talk about that trip next Sunday on the show, but it was a whirlwind. I never had so many interviews in 2 days to do. It's almost mind-boggling because a lot of them I don't know the people till I meet them. I'm not sure exactly how they're going to be on camera until I meet them and then talk to them. And of course, they're nervous. And it was, I don't think I'll ever let anybody arrange that many interviews again. Towards the end, I had to really stop and think, okay, what are we talking about again here? Which one? Yeah. But it was really a lot of fun. I saw so much of Julian, so many things I want to share with you even before it goes on TV. It's a great little town. It's only two hours away. And it's, I went the way I thought easiest, which was up 74.
Okay. So and that's a pretty windy road.
Yeah, right till you get up to where you make the left to go towards San Diego, or you can go to Idlewild. That 74 is very windy. And then the rest of it was kind of more of a softer curves going up to Julian, because then you get up there and you make another split and you can go right to Ramona or left to Julian. But I did experience some Caltrans work on 74, and I wanted to give you guys all an update on that. There is an area going up 74 where I know during the week they are going to stop you, and then you have to go through this one area escorted. They'll only let single traffic go through. So, but they did a really good job in keeping it flowing. You know, sometimes those guys will wait till there's like 30 cars before they escort the next group down.
I know. I hate that.
Yeah, you're sitting there going, really?
Dude, just
really?
Let me go real quick, please.
Yeah, really? Instead of, but these guys, no, they let about 10 cars stack up going each way, and they would stop and let each go through.
Okay.
So it went a lot faster. But yeah, remember the times when you sit, you actually turn the engine off because you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, half an hour later, we finally get to go. So they are doing that on 74 and not very far up the hill. So there's no way to get around it. But also the paper was saying that they're launching limited drive escorts on Highway 74 between Hemet and Idlewild last month. Well, they're going to be doing those same escorts over the weekends all the way through Labor Day weekend, because I guess getting up on the back way ever since the Valentine's Day storm has been a nightmare to go from Hemet to Idlewild. So they are going to be opening up that road, but it's all going to be escorted up and down between 4 a.m. and midnight weekday escorts. And they'll also continue during the weekend as well. So I guess you can start using, what they're saying is you can start using the back way from Hemet to Idlewild, but you're going to be escorted when you do that. Highway 243 remains impassable between Banning and Lake Fulmore, which is a few miles northwest of Idlewild. So remember, Highway 243 is still closed between Banning and Lake Fulmore. So there's still some closures up there. I was wondering about it, but luckily going to Julian, there were none. So going to Julian, Ramona, you go that way, you're not going to hit any Warner Springs. All of that area is a smooth sailing. In fact, it looked like they actually redid some of the highway. So that was okay. Also in the news that I thought was interesting, that to Palm Springs International Airport is on track for a third straight record year with more than 1.3 million passengers served through April. a 16.7% increase from the 1.12 million served in the same period last year. So there are 10 airlines with flights in and out of Palm Springs International offering service to some, you know, several locations out there. And they are starting to come back and actually expand their time here at the airport. Starting in December, Delta Airlines will offer nonstop service between Palm Springs and Atlanta with daily flights except Tuesdays and Wednesdays, at least through Christmas and New Year's. Alaska Airlines in November is set to launch nonstop daily flights to Everett, Washington. American Airlines will once again offer twice daily nonstop service between Palm Springs and Chicago O'Hare starting in October, a seasonal service that began last year. And the airline currently offers service to O'Hare from Palm Springs, but the nonstop flights are offered only during the season. So it looks like we're going to be getting a few more nonstop flights out of Palm Springs International Airport. Every flight I've been on normally connects, unless you want to pay a much higher fee to do the nonstop. So, but the airlines are definitely recognizing Palm Springs Airport as the place to be during the season anyway. So that's good. And we still have quite a few flights in and out right now. So, of course, always going to Phoenix and whatnot, there's flights for that. And here's something else I found that I thought was kind of fun. Hosted by Airbnb, they are going to recreate the trip from Around the World in 80 Days, a movie that the Jules Verne's classic Around the World in 80 Days. Airbnb will be keeping this limited. They have a Around the World in 80 Days package that will travel across 18 countries using 8 modes of transportation, including a hot air balloon, to promote a new collection of available bookings called Airbnb Adventures. So starting June 20th, guests can book the 80-day trip, which comes with a price tag of $5,000, which frankly, that is pretty darn reasonable for trips that I've seen at that many days. So the price tag comes with a $5,000 price tag and includes all travel, lodging, activities, and meals. Guests will depart from London on September 1st. The company did not say how many of the packages would be available, so you will have to look up Airbnb Adventures on the Airbnb website. So they do have some 2 to 10 day treks ranging from $79 to $5,000, but travel adventures are capped at 12 travelers or less. So it'll be interesting how they do this package, but if that is something that you are excited, you have 80 days to just go travel around, well, you might want to do that. Again, 18 countries using 8 modes of transportation, including a hot air balloon. So definitely sounds like a lot of fun to me. Something different to go and do. So there's always a lot of trips going on. Of course, summer is coming, and that means gas prices have come down just a little bit. We were talking about that earlier, but gas prices did come down a little bit in California. And it is going to be a busy, busy summer. They say more travelers are going to be out there than ever. And when I was in Julian, I noticed, people tend to think of Julian as just a seasonal destination when the apples, it's apple picking time and all that sort of stuff. But actually, it is a year-round destination that you might want to consider. It's up in the mountains. There's a beautiful lake nearby for fishing and boating and just so much going on up there that when I was up there, everyone was saying, well, is it a year-round destination? Or I was saying it was year-round. They were saying all the business owners says people tend to think it is only a seasonal destination, which definitely it is not. So I want you to take advantage of it. All right. Something else I want to talk to you about is Artifacts and Arts Across America, my new nonprofit that has kicked off. And we have a couple shows scheduled now under that name, that umbrella. But what I did with Artifacts and Arts Across America, it is an umbrella of Traveling with Françoise, so we can actually have grants and donations to feature all these small towns all over the place that do not have any money for funding of any kind. Yes, they don't have any funding to market themselves, to spread the word. So I want to spread the word for those places because they are so unique and so fun. So definitely that is what it's about. You'll see a link on the page of Traveling with Françoise. We just got a one-page website up, so we're slowly growing. We only launched this in March, so, I mean, we're doing very well for just this short time. But for all of you who want to support what I do about bringing all these places to you, that's a great way to help. So, and the website is aaamerica.org. So, All right, on that note, we're going to step aside, and we will keep going in with travel news. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. So great to have you with us today on Father's Day. Yes, in the first hour of the show, we gave away tickets to Pageant of the Masters. But this hour of the show is all about travel, and this segment is brought to you in part by Cabot's Pueblo Museum. Go to their website, cabotsmuseum.org. They are open during the summer. If you've never been, you must go. But joining us, who is here, who was on his way last week, but I caught him just in time, is Steve Canole from ACT Tours. How are you?
I'm well, Françoise. Have we seen each other since Mount Rushmore?
No, we haven't, because I couldn't make the... Did I? No, we haven't.
I love the show.
No, or have we? I don't know. You like the show,
you're halfway between this studio and another studio.
And another studio, and I'm so confused right now. Well, thank you. Yes, in fact.
What a great, it made me want to go.
You know what, Steve? And that is a comment I've been getting from everyone after that show, is they said, it makes us want to go. We did not realize there was so much more there than just Mount Rushmore.
That big gold pit, what's the name
of
that?
Yes, Lead. Lead. In Lead, this little town of like 300 people or something.
No, I had read that you can actually shoot a hole in one. I mean, I thought that was kind of a clever thing. Did you see this, a golf?
No, because it was raining that day, so most of us stayed inside. They have a really good museum there, though. They had a great museum. No, we did not see, there was no one outside hitting golf balls.
Oh.
Yeah, no, not that day.
You know, we have an expression in travel, you plan and God laughs. Yeah. In other words, who would know that the first week of May, last year it was, 77, something like that.
Something, I know. But you know what? It was
Your people seemed to have fun, yeah.
We had fun. We even in Sturgis, it's snowing, and we went by this huge, one of the motorcycle shops that had the Harley Davidson, actually, and the big Sturgis sign. And everybody's saying, well, can we stop? And it's snowing. And the bus driver, he was really cool. It was snowing. And I said to him, I go, Brian, you know, do you care if we stop and take some pictures in front of the sign? He said, no, we'll just drive through Sturgis. I want everybody to see it. So we had time because we couldn't go the one route because of the fog was so low. And it was a very narrow, narrow road. And the bus driver and I decided, no, it was not worth risking anyone's life on a narrow two-lane highway with fog so low that they're not really going to see anything anyway. So we made it up other ways. We stayed longer at...
What if it had fogged at Mount Rushmore and you couldn't see Lincoln's face?
You know what? Everyone was... That was the great part about this trip, Steve. Everyone was just so positive. They said the same thing. They said, we're so lucky that today is sunshine. We're thrilled. And then when it was raining the next day, they were all saying, I mean, the gods are shining on us. We went to Mount Rushmore and it was sunny. A little cloudy, but sunny. So this didn't happen the day before. So it is what it was. But we all made fun of it. We were running out of the bus in the snow, taking pictures at the sign in Sturgis, and I don't know.
The lesson here is travel isn't a travel poster. Yeah. If you look at Hawaii posters and you see Oahu and Waikiki and it's beautiful there is Diamond Head and everything else, it could be pouring rain.
You don't know. I mean, I kind of laugh when I see those pictures. I tell them, I said, if all you see people doing is laying on the beach and, you know, having a drink, there must be more to do there than just that. But sometimes that's all
they want. Nothing worthwhile anyway.
Where have you been, though?
I've been everywhere, man. I've been.
You have.
In a 30-day period, we took a group to Egypt, to Munich, to Puerto Vallarta, to Casa del Monte for Mother's Day and show. And then, of course, we had the travel club right out. We got back at 9 p.m. from the Egypt trip, and then the very next day we had all those people to see Trini Lopez the Travel Club
of
the
Desert. I was there for that. That's right. Yes, I was there for that. Yeah.
You can't remember Mount Rushmore.
I know, but I can remember that. I don't know. Yeah. No, but we were there. Yeah. So, no, you have been real, and your birthday has been in between all this, too, so happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes. So, it's just, it's been nonstop. Do you normally travel this much, though? I don't recall...
Yeah. No, we have, and the only reason I did is because all of our staff members were out themselves. Uh-huh. Tina had 125 people in New York, which is not as bad as you think, because it's not a tour. You stay one place. It's called a staycation, I guess,
yeah,
at the Crown Plaza. And then they had five shows that you could walk to within three blocks. So that was, she was there. Mm-hmm. Linda was assigned to our Best of Africa trip. Mm-hmm. And there was one other thing going, and I can't remember, but, you know.
Yeah, and you guys were in Egypt. And, yeah, I don't know, but it's been crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, so normally we don't travel. We have experienced members to take, you know. And sometimes I even question, why do we even send escorts? When your trip begins in Spain and ends, you know, it starts in Madrid and ends in Madrid, and you've got a tour director, you name one other company, Francoise, that sends an escort from our valley. But that's what we do.
Well, you do, and it's a little bit, I found that being the escort on just a couple trips now, I'm not a professional on any means, but I learn each time I do it. It's just
you are
that,
a pro.
Well, thank you. It's that little bit of comfort factor that you offer to your clients is what you do. I know at the hotel, we had a few little glitches, but everyone was fine when we made our way through them. Nothing.
There again, you and I both, we planned that the transfers were all set, everything else, you show up and nobody's there. That's when you kick in. That's when the escort says, okay, I've got a phone number, just hang on, Sloopy, and everything works out fine.
Right.
By the way, another one that we had in between all that 30 days was Les Miserables the Dudamel concert at the Disney Concert Hall, because ACT also offers day tours in addition to our international programs.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about actually all those. I have some lists of things that you have coming up. And there was an article in the paper today about Lake Powell. We'll talk about that in a minute, too. But, like we were saying, it's just having an escort with the people. It's just that little bit of comfort for them. And it was interesting. I did have to explain to one group, though, and I don't think people realize this. When they're on tour, Steve, let's say you arrange for a bus for so many hours. I mean, that's the way it is. The company
half
needs to know.
Half day or full day.
Yeah, right. And the company schedules their buses these way.
Right.
And I think sometimes that the travelers forget that. So I had to explain to a small group why they needed to be on time when everybody else was on the bus waiting. And they didn't think of anything. They said, well, what's the big deal? I said, well, the big deal is we only have this bus for a certain time. And when it goes over that time, then it's going to cost money. And
I can't understand why they would say, what's the big deal about being on the bus on time?
I know, but
when we got 40 others there waiting.
That are waiting. It was very interesting. I thought that. And then actually the one little group apologized to me later because they felt they knew
well,
they were wrong.
Well, they should have.
Yeah,
and they should have also bought you a drink.
Yeah, we all actually, they all applauded when they finally got on the bus. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that
was very embarrassing for them. But
that's the best kind of thing to happen, though, when your peers handle it rather than you.
Yes. So, but it's interesting that people don't realize you go on tours like this that are escorted, that are arranged. So it takes all that worry out of, they don't have to arrange anything. They just have to be there at a certain time and that's it.
And sometimes they can't do that.
Yeah, they can't do that. So that is, but anyway, all in all, it was a good time. And your trips, posting the pictures on Facebook, you had some amazing trips. I mean, Egypt, wow.
Yes. And a lot of people have this perception that it's dangerous to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting article, I think I sent it to you, that said that America is more dangerous than these countries, including Egypt and Israel, certainly, because the security is so great in those countries. And every once in a while, sure, something was going to happen, but it happens here daily.
Right. It happens anywhere, and I think that sometimes tourists that think they're big adventurers that maybe aren't, have never been on a big adventure, that stray away from a tour and decide they're going to go out in the middle of a desert somewhere by themselves and camp. I don't know. You know, you have to use some
common
sense.
Bottom line is, if not now, when? If you want to see those pyramids and you're approaching, those... let's call them the sunset years.
Yeah.
What are you waiting for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, certainly ACT doesn't put people in harm's way.
No.
If there's a travel advisory, that's different than a travel warning. When a travel warning is there, we don't go.
Yeah.
But an advisory, my gosh, there's an advisory going to New York City.
That's true. And don't you and Lalo or you or staff or someone, don't you go to all your places first to
yes.
make? Yes, you do.
Sometimes. I'm 90% of the
time.
I took a group to Mongolia,
yeah.
only discovered that there were no restrooms along the Gobi Desert.
Oh.
I thought, well, we could just stop. I told the guide, you know, just even at a gas station. She says, there are no gas stations. There are no Denny's. There's nothing. And so one lady said, where is the powder room? And we pointed to a bush.
All right. Well, we're going to have to take a break here shortly. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the upcoming events, tours that you have going on. You have a lot of them, day tours, international tours, domestic tours. They're all over the world. Tours that I want to go on.
Throw a dart. We'll be there.
The AC, we'll be here. Yeah, they'll be there. We'll be all over. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside for just a moment for your local and national news. We'll be right back for more Traveling with Françoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I'm Françoise Rhodes, your host. Joining us in studio is Steve Canold. He is the owner of ACT Tours. You've been doing this all of your life.
Well, all of my adult,
most of it.
43 years.
That's a long time. You've traveled. Are there any places that you haven't been?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Really? People always ask that.
There used to be an agent who will go unknown in this valley, and... I went when I first moved out here in the 80s, and I said, I looked on his wall, and he had all these masks from Indonesia. And so I said, boy, you've been everywhere. No, I said, you've been around. He says, I've been everywhere. I'll never forget that, because I kept thinking, show me a guy who's been everywhere, and I'll show you somebody who's been nowhere. In other words, you can go to Rome 20 times, and I probably have, but who cares? But every time I'll see something new. Mm-hmm. And I'll seek out something new. The last time, I didn't know that the apostle of Peter and later Paul, they shared the same cell in Rome, and it's still there. You can go down this dank stairway and see the cell where they imprisoned Peter and Paul. And you hear it. People say, well, you know, I'd like to do Italy. And I said, oh, you want to go to Rome? I've been there. You want to go to Florence? I spent 2 days there. I've been there. I want to do that. So what? You know? I mean, you can't see Florence in 2 days. You've got the Uffizi, and you've got all the Michelangelo stuff, and let alone, Da Vinci, Copernicus, and all of these people that had, who was it? It wasn't Da Vinci. That was the artist, but the telescope. Maybe it was Da Vinci. That his telescope is there to look through. I can't think either because you're moving your studio, and I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I know. We'll figure it all out, though. We'll figure it all. But no, I agree with you because people do go places and they don't really see a lot, but they just go and say that they went. And for some people, that's fine.
And sometimes it's good to put down the travel book and to sit in a ristorante or trattoria and just watch the Italians or whatever at work. When we went to Munich recently, we went to the Hirschgarten, which is a beautiful, it used to be Ludwig's hunting ground, and the Germans were all in there, and they're hoisting their beers and talking, and then of course it's a contrast to the Hofbräuhaus, which is where the Oktoberfest is, and we went there as well. But just watching the natives in action. Your experience. I was noticing the people like in Deadwood and stuff. That hotel that you showed. I want to stay there.
I know. It's all these little things, and we didn't get to go up to the cemetery. That after we were everybody's talking about the story of Calamity Jane and Wild Bill, and his grave. They're up there on the side of the hill. The buses can't get up there, and there's a little trolley that goes through town. And I gather on the weekends it will also take, tourists up to there. So there's a great little trolley that will take people around town. Because of the weather and whatnot, we didn't go. And it was funny that all of a sudden people, the more they heard, the more interested they became in things. Deadwood.
Yes.
You know, they forgot about that there was casinos there. Now, right away, they're thinking, where are we going to eat? And And there's a casino. Yeah, right. And the bus driver was so good telling all these stories. I mean, he really was. He was great to give
us
all these
spinning
insights.
It, but when it's raining or inclement weather, what a better day to go to a museum. And
yes.
I understand in Deadwood there is a museum.
There is a museum. It was a great museum.
In other words,
museum.
It's just how you look at life.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, it was. And you get that everywhere you go. I can't imagine in Egypt and whatnot when something occurs, something out of the ordinary, you have to all of a sudden come up with a plan of where are you going to go? What are you going to do with everyone? Where you go. So
yeah. Fortunately, you don't get much rain in the Sahara. But so I think I'm trying to think if there's anything unexpected that happened. No, it went like clockwork, you know. And I tell people, you know, if somebody complains, well, it's awfully hot here, this sun. Yeah. It is. But it doesn't mean that you have to. This is your tour.
Yeah.
So you control the pace. You might want to sit in the shade and have a lemonade. Mm-hmm. There is certainly all those kind of places there. One person said, "You see one temple, you've seen them all."
Oh.
And I said, "Okay, have a soda. What do you want me to say?"
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Nothing but mummies here.
And then you're thinking, All right, you are in Egypt. Anyway, so folks, so of course, ACT Tours, their information is on the website, but the phone number is 760-322-1247, and the website is act-tours.com, and of course, they're on Facebook as well. Now, we are in June, we're halfway through the year, believe it or not.
Can you believe it?
No, I can't believe it.
Time doesn't march on its stampedes.
It does, definitely, and you have only just hit a little bit of what you have going on trip-wise coming up. In fact, I still have a stack of things, places that you are going.
Well, we're working on next year's as well.
As well. And you have, are you going to Easter Island and Chile? Are you going on that trip?
All of those are, I'm not personally, we've been there a couple mm-hmm. times. Actually, ACT has been there about 5 times. But that is operating as well as the Galapagos. Land Lovers Galapagos is going again. And those are our July programs. Wonderful trips. Wonderful. In fact, we have a record number of people going to Santiago and Easter Island, like 32 or something. And then my next trip will be in September. It's Mediterranean Rhapsody, picturesque ports of the Mediterranean,
mm-hmm.
my favorite area. Starts in Barcelona. It's a Royal Caribbean cruise.
Oh.
And then we sail to the French and Italian Rivieras.
Well, and you also have, the Holy Land.
The Holy Land is at
October.
No, that's actually, we've changed that. We found something that has been really popular, and that is a one-of-a-kind, a one-time cruise next fall, not this coming fall.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Royal Caribbean. It starts and ends in Rome, but it goes 4 days, three nights in the Holy Land, in Israel, which gives you more. All of the important things that happened in northern Israel. So it gives you a chance to go to Israel and Palestine, to Bethlehem, the Sea of Galilee, Nazareth. You have more than adequate time to do all that and more. And then but also goes to Athens. It goes to Ephesus, which, of course, is in Turkey. And this is where Ephesus rivaled Rome. It's where Apostle John sat Mary on the amphitheater, which is still there, and said, "Tell the people about your son Jesus." And she wound up, the house of Mary is there. We figure that she died there. And we also go to Cyprus. I mean, it's just so much more for your money, because you get all of your meals and the comfort and safety of a cruise ship. One of a kind, and that is selling out.
And that is actually in 2020, October 23rd through November 6th, 2020. And
now look at that. With a hotel night in Rome and transfers.
15-day Holy Land cruise for $1,695.
Now, it doesn't include air because we don't have that year, but it'll be about $1,000.
Yeah.
But still, for that long of a period, you're going and we're going to include, we're not going to include, we're going to offer an extension to Giza to see the pyramids, a three-night extension. So that way you can say that you have literally experienced the cradle of Western civilization, Egypt, Greece, and Rome.
So when you say on trips like this, yeah, the 15-day Holy Land Cruise, 1695, October 23rd Incredible. Through November 6th, 2020, when you say air is not included, do you find this, and I think Tina and I talked about this before, and Linda as well, about how so many people now like to book their own air for different reasons.
Exactly. Yeah. But about 90% of our programs do include air, mm-hmm. when possible, out of Palm Springs.
Yeah.
For example, we are doing one as sneak preview. This is nobody's even heard of this. We're going to offer one to Churchill to see the polar bears, and that's also including Manitoba and Churchill, and dog sledding and everything else is going to be included. Well, it's not even on yet. Knows it. We've been final touches, but for $29.95, that includes air out of Palm Springs mm-hmm. to Manitoba, includes the air from Manitoba up to the Arctic Circle where Churchill is. All of these tundra buggies that go out, polar bear buggies, it's like a safari to see the polar bears mm-hmm. in action.
Yeah.
This is going to be something we've never done before. Mm-hmm. But
isn't that fun, though, when you come up with trips that you've never done before?
It is. The biggest challenge in this, and people expect it, are these ACT prices.
Yes.
And that is the challenge. It's like the 995ers, whether it's Nashville or Mount Rushmore out of Palm Springs, mm-hmm. people like that. So, and we're looking at doing Washington, D.C. next year because of all the new museums that have opened.
I'm escorting. Put my name down.
I've got it down.
You have it
People
down.
People love yeah. you. They write me, and one person said, "Why can't you be like Francoise?"
Oh, no way.
They did.
They did not.
And I said, first of all, we have a different wardrobe completely.
Yes. No, it was that is.
They know they do. They know that you and it is work.
But you know, and those days, some people think, well, what we were gone 3 nights, 4 days, 3 nights, and we saw a lot. But even though we saw a lot, we still had time to do some of our own stuff too, which was really nice.
It's just enough time to get away without the traveling for days to get there.
Right.
You know, when you went to Nashville, part of that program was seeing the eclipse, mm-hmm. and it could have been foggy or some darn thing, and that would have been impossible. But things work out.
They do. They work out. But it was nice that people we could still say. That, you know, if you want to go relax today, go do it. You don't have, but
this is your trip.
Yeah, this is your trip, so do what you want and see it. And I know one couple actually rented a car for some reason because they wanted to visit some friends or something. And they did take the car, and they went on the scenic route that we couldn't go with the bus. And they said it was beautiful, but they said it was a little nerve-wracking because it was so narrow. And they said, you're so smart not to have gone with the bus because you would... It would just they wouldn't have seen anything because it was foggy. So
we had a group in Spain, about 47 people this year, this spring, and it included Spain with Tangiers, Morocco. You got to cross the Straits of Gibraltar. Well, guess what? The straits were so choppy, and they were there for 4 days that they couldn't cross.
Oh.
We went to Gibraltar instead. They had a good time.
Yeah.
Most. Everybody understood. One lady said this. The only reason I came was for the day excursion to Tangiers. Well, you hear that. But
yeah.
but the way they explained it is we did take a group there once when the water was so choppy. Guess what? We couldn't get back. We were stuck there for 3 days in Tangier, Morocco.
Yeah.
So we plan and God laughs.
Yeah, you have to make a call. All right, we're going to take a break for just a moment. We'll be back and we're going to talk about... You have some trips coming up here as well. And you also have what? You're getting all these new trips. 15-day Best of China coming up. That is in November of this year as well. India? All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Rhodes, your host. Joining us in studio here is Steve Canold of ACT Tours. You can find him online at act-tours.com or give him a call at 760-322-1247. Now, we were talking about some of the trips that you have coming up. You have a trip to a 5-day Lake Powell trip.
Yes.
Resort and Cruise, and that is happening October 31st to November 4th.
Temperature traditionally is in the mid-70s. Well, just think, it's a desert, and so is...
Right, and you can sign up for that now. The trip is...
It's a great deal.
It is only $5.95.
That's for 5 days, a deluxe motor coach. We leave here. We spend the first night in Flagstaff, but we stop in at the Grand Canyon. And then you have breakfast, and then we continue to Lake Powell, which straddles Utah as well as Arizona. And we stay at the Lake Powell Resort. It's a beautiful property on the lake, obviously. And then the next day, why we take a chartered boat for a lake cruise. And those who aren't familiar with Lake Powell know that. I mean, well, they don't know if they're not familiar. But these are the red rocks. And just amazing. I go there every summer and rent a houseboat. But it's breathtaking. And so we wanted to share that experience.
Yeah, and like I said, there's an article in the paper, the Desert Sun today, about Lake Powell. And it showed some of the beauty of it. Just gorgeous.
And that time period, that weekend that will be there, you're there for 2 nights, 3 days, is the annual balloon festival at Page, Arizona, which is the town that's on the lake. So you're going to see all of these ballooners up there. I mean, there's so much to do, and there's canyons to explore. There's everything. So, and then afterwards, we stayed on the Strip in Vegas.
So it's 4 nights, 5 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, parts. Yes, because I'm going to try to escort that tour also.
I would like you to, and I might just join you on that.
Yeah.
I mean, the clipboard do.
Yeah.
Jot down every infraction you make.
Oh, and there are a lot of them, too. Then you have your three-day summer escape. This is to Las Vegas, Santa Barbara, and Santa Ynez, and San Diego. What?
No, there are three different programs.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you can't be going all those places. No, no, all right. No. You have some summer escapes as well.
And we have a Rosa. Yeah. And
Rosarita
this is all
Beach.
On Rosarita Beach. It was sold out the overnight. No, wait a minute. Let's see. Yeah, the overnight trip sold out, and everybody says we want another day here. I mean, Rosarita Beach is nice, and Lobster Village, but we could have gone to Ensenada. We could, you know, I could have been a contender. So what we did is we added another night. So now we've included a trip to the winelands. You know, all those wonderful wines from Mexico or from Baja, the northern region. So we're going to have that wine tasting included. We're going to go to Ensenada. We still have dinner at Lobster Village. When you arrive at the Rosarito Beach Hotel, which is historic, you have a brunch waiting for you. And, of course, then there's breakfast every day that follows that. So you're right on the water, too. This is a nice getaway, and it's, what, $4.95?
$4.95. And I have spent we used to go down there on the boat all the time and go to the Lobster Village.
You had a yacht?
Well, it was 46 feet, but it's pretty big.
Well, did you hear that, folks?
But not anymore. That was the time of my life. We'd sail around.
Talk about travel with friends.
Yeah. But we would go down there with the boat and then drive down. A lot of friends had homes down there. Rosarita Beach is so much fun. The hotel is so historic. In fact, I want to go with you on that one, too. It just, but, and the Lobster
you know what,
Village.
The men immediately went to the pharmacy to buy Viagra. Yeah. I couldn't believe that. I thought, oh my gosh, so much for the culture here.
But they have great shopping there. They have the marketplace, which is so much fun. And it just, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to do all of that because we've got the time. And Puerto Nuevo, we have this wonderful restaurant, Ortega's, which serves the
been
best
there
lobster.
Forever.
Yeah,
they've
it was
been
the first
forever.
One.
And do they still just bring all the big bowls of rice
And beans
and all that stuff and put
on
the table? And
tortillas the size of an apron.
And then the lobsters come out.
And then the wonderful lobster. Yeah. And, you know, you have that with a cold beer. And you know what? Life is good.
It is good. And that is August 25th through 27th. You can sign up for these right now, folks. So you can call and sign up. And that is $4.95. And the number again, 760-322-1247. And you have all of these trips on your website as well. Post it on the website, which is ACT-tours.com.
And now, you mentioned Laguna Beach, the pageant of the Masters.
Pageant, you have a trip going.
We have a trip there, yes. And we have the preferred it's called middle section tier or whatever it's called.
That's a great spot.
Yeah. You don't want to be right up there because you the illusion. You have to be in the middle section and then back about 17 rows, and then that's where we are.
Yeah, you really do, because I don't know, because some people like to take binoculars to that and try to see the people flinch and move, but the whole idea is now that they do it in such a way where you get to see so many of the people get into place, so you know who's human, and then when it changes over where it goes dark for just a few seconds,
yeah.
You always hear a gasp when the lights come back
on,
you just cannot believe what you're seeing.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's such a great show. Everybody should go to the Pageant of the Masters, and even more so now because of all the way they reveal how they do it a little bit more to people, and everyone enjoys that.
And you pointed out correctly that your ticket includes going to the Laguna Beach Art Festival,
yep.
Which has been around since, I think, the 20s. They stopped it only during World War II.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's not only the local artists, but you have a children's section, too, which they do some amazing works.
Yeah, better than I could do now. I mean, yeah, I look at all that and I say, wow. So definitely you have a lot of day trips, a lot of domestic trips, international. You also have this 15-day Best of China coming up, and that is in November?
That is, yes, Asia. We have offered that for 20 years, and it's about the same price. I think it's $100 more than when we first offered it.
$25.95. Includes airfare from LAX.
Yeah, and it is the Best of China because you get the commercial capital of Shanghai. You have the historical capital of Xi'an, where those terracotta warriors are, the political capital of Beijing, where we take you to the Great Wall and all that. But then the heart of that is a 5-day deluxe Yangtze River cruise to the largest dam in the world. All of your shore excursions are included in meals. And there's sightseeing, like I said, in all of those cities. Wonderful program for $25.95, including air within China and to and from China.
Amazing. And Best of India, you know, where India is really supposed to be becoming a hot tourist destination now. I'm not weather-wise hot, but really popular.
India is. It's exotic. We stay in deluxe hotels, and you have Delhi, New Delhi, as well as Old mm-hmm. Delhi. You have Jaipur, which is where the
Agra?
Best Marigold Hotel is or whatever.
Oh.
And you have Agra, of course, where the Taj Mahal. The tour that we're offering this year also includes going to Varanasi on the sacred Ganges River.
Hmm.
And what an experience that is to go out on a boat and see all the people coming down to bathe and to do their blessings in the sacred river. Plus, it's the camel festival going on in, Rajasthan or someplace. It's an incredible experience. They dress these camels up and even put lipstick on them.
Oh, jeez.
But just when you think you've seen it all.
Yeah, right. Like you say, every time you go somewhere, it's a new experience. We only have about a minute left, Stephen. I've always wanted to ask you this, and because people ask me, and I have no idea. They think that, you just pull these trips out of out of a hat. But how long does it really take for you guys to organize, let's say, a trip to India and to figure out where people are going to stay and where you're going to go and visit?
Well, remember, the C in ACT stands for customized. Adult customized tours. So in answer to your question, it takes sometimes weeks. Mm-hmm. Other times we can do it with a matter of days. We tell our suppliers what we want. They know us because we've been around.
Yeah.
We give them the price point. We don't want to compromise the quality of the hotels and the features because, there's competition out there.
Yeah. Well, you guys do such
but
a good
job. But we send
job.
Newsletters out. We send escorts.
Travel
this is
Club
what makes us different.
Of the Desert Meeting, the first Wednesday of every
July
month.
3rd.
I always tell everybody about it. They're always so much fun, and you never know what's going to happen.
And it's free.
And it's free. And you have also some cookies, lots of cookies and stuff. But they're really fun, and people go, and they sometimes I really think people just – they travel all the time, but they just love the social atmosphere. Thank you, Steve, so much for just
thank you for
being
having
on the
me.
Show. All right, folks, we'll be back here next week. Yes, happy Father's Day. Have a good one. Again, we'll see you. We'll be back here next Sunday. Check out that website for more info. And remember, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time. Bye.